Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. This is the day that our Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a task for today. Our topic for this morning is no clutter, no or no more clutter. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, thank you so much, everyone, for all of the birthday wishes. This past weekend, I had a very great birthday weekend, and I just appreciate everyone. So thank you so much. And number two, remember that tomorrow is Triple Threat Tuesdays. This is where you not only get motivated on morning motivation, but where you get educated and get heard on my law office broadcast, You Be the Jury, which is live and starts at 7 p.m. You do not want to miss that. We tackle a new national hot off the press issue every Tuesday at 7 p.m. The callers are live. You are able to speak on air, to deliberate on air. That's why it's called You Be the Jury, and to try to reach a verdict. And I have callers from all over the nation. So there's a lot going on, but the topic will be posted on my law office website after 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. So go there tonight so you'll know the topic and you'll be ready to call in to You Be the Jury at 7 p.m. tomorrow, which is Tuesday. My law office website is called RossiWilliams.com. RossiWilliams.com. And finally, remember to tune in live with me to Morning Motivation by calling in at 323-870-4180. But if you miss it live, you can hear the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feelthefire.com, on Facebook by following me at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or by following the show itself. And remember, everything that I just announced to you is available in more detail on my website at feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, Phil, letter D, not the word T-H-E, but letter D, fire.com. And finally, I forgot to mention that the Women's Conference for Outreach of Excitement Church, wherein I was supposed to minister last Friday, this past Friday, it was rescheduled because they didn't have electricity. So I had announced to you that it would actually be this Friday, September 29th. However, it's really been postponed, I learned later, until further notice, because they're still having some issues with the building. So I will let you know when that is rescheduled. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. You've heard the announcements. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, and I'm reading from the KJV. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word this morning. What is our topic today? Come on and say it with me. No clutter. And let's make it personal. No more clutter for me. Repeat that. No more clutter for me. Praise the Lord. Out of all of the reasons that God created us, worry and anxiety are not among them. It is therefore critical that we learn to stop accumulating burdensome clutter in our lives. And I'm not talking about hoarding like you see on television. You see, a person can have it, quote, all together, unquote, but still have a life full of spiritual and or natural clutter. Sometimes it's too many irons in the fire. For example, work, home, kids' activities, your activities, church activities, your friends, your family members, dysfunction going on around you, excessive demands on your job. Other times, it's just the issues of life. For example, bills that can't be paid, dysfunctional or very stressful relationships, dysfunctional family members who are always intruding into your life with their issues that they're unwilling to try to resolve. Natural disasters, such as we have just seen and lived with Hurricane Maria, Irma, and then Hurricane Harvey. Still other times, it may be a combination of these factors. Really, no matter what the situation, you must become of the mindset that God always wants us living our best lives now. So as we read in today's scripture, we must internalize the mindset that the clutter, in other words, every weight and every sin, that the clutter of that life doesn't belong in our lives. Now, this is why we work the last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge. Those of you who were with me last year, even though this broadcast had not started, you remember that I did a last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge or countdown last year. And for the last 100 days of 2016, we counted down to 2017 by focusing on what it took to remove the clutter from our lives. And we ended the last 2 weeks by establishing a very detailed vision statement for our lives for this year. And I actually accomplished about half of mine. I'm upset with myself about the other half because it definitely wasn't that the opportunities weren't there. I just allowed myself to reclutter. So some of you have been reaching out saying, are you going to do the clutter, the remove all clutter again? Yes, I am. And guess what? On September 23rd of this year, which was this past Saturday, my birthday, that started the 100th day of 2017. Can you believe we now only have 98 days remaining in this year? So today is day 98. And what I want to focus on with you is the no more clutter. You see, what happens is life happens. And as life happens, before we know it, we find ourselves entangled with the affairs and the cares of this world to the point where we're not living on an optimal level every day. We're not living the best of whom we are and what we could be. So we saw in the book of Hebrews that we were admonished to lay aside every weight. And that's important because, see, everything is not a sin. Some things are just weights, and even that is individualized. For example, it may not be an issue for this person to watch a whole lot of reality television because they see it as entertainment and can move on from that. Whereas for someone else, they become so engulfed in all the reality shows that they get
upset, stressed out, angry about the situations. They can't focus on other things. They have no quality time with the Lord. So yes, that's a weight. Or it may be even golf or whatever it is that impedes you spending quality time with the Lord every day and with your family members. If you don't have an immediate family, then quality time with yourself. Those are weights. Whatever it is that impedes your peace of mind on a continuous basis. I'm not talking about, you know, just some lifestyle changes, because it's natural that we're going to some days have what we call an off day. But whatever and whomever it is that always comes in to the point where you have no joy, no peace, no smile, no laughter around them or about them or in relation to that situation, those are weights that you're going to have to plan out how you're going to lay them aside. In the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 7, the Lord Jesus spoke and said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." In the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 7, the word tells us to cast all our cares upon the Lord because he cares for us. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 29, the word says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." See, there is a place of rest that we can have on earth. It's not eternal rest, meaning you're dead, but it is rest wherein you reside in a state of being where you refuse to allow people and things to clutter your life. You learn how to set boundaries. And that's what we're talking about today, that you must first determine that there will be no more clutter. Doesn't mean life won't happen. Doesn't mean you won't have ups and downs. But your life, your mind, your peace of mind, your finances, your spirit will no longer live in a cluttered state. So this is day 98 of the last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge. And if you have not ordered your journal so that you can keep up with the challenge, make sure you go to feelthefire.com and order it today. You'll see pictures of the journal and you'll see the pages. You'll love it, because each page is designated for each day of the countdown, the topic, the scripture, some of the whatever you pull out of the teaching that's important for you. It has space for you to work this challenge with other people so you can have you accountability partners, maybe your church group, your Bible study group, your friends or your family, such as I'll be working it as well with accountability partners. And it also has a place for you to list what the obstacles were that stopped you from accomplishing whatever that day's task is. So the great thing about it is that it'll keep you on track. And if for any reason you miss a day, you can go back to feelthefire.com and catch up on the teachings. So go order your last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge journal now. Now it's about time for us to go into prayer, because our time is run. And as we go into prayer, I want you just to begin to think about what is it or who is it that's cluttering your life right now. Dear Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We magnify you. You are such an almighty God. Lord, there is nothing we could do that would be worthy of all the grace, the mercy, the forgiveness that you just keep on showering on us. So we praise you this morning. We ask the forgiveness of every sin, that you would create in us clean hearts, renew right spirits within us. And Father, this morning, help us to do what was read to us in the word in Hebrews, to lay aside every weight, to lay aside the sin, as we prepare to cleanse ourselves naturally and spiritually during this last 100 days of 2017, to lead ourselves into a more fruitful 2018. 19. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with everyone listening now and those who will listen later that we're moving forward into our best days now, into our best lives now, that this is only the beginning of us having everything that we can have in life, not just waiting until we go to heaven, but this is the beginning of our best days now, of our best lives now, of our best relationships, our best jobs, our best ministries. This is the beginning of our best peace, our best joy, our best everything now. Why? Because we're dedicated to removing the clutter. In the name of Jesus, we pray that everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Praise him. Our time is run. I got to get ready and give you our challenge for today, your task for today. But I want you to say no more clutter. Come on and say it again, wherever you are. No more clutter in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, our topic for today is no more clutter. Your task for today is to take the time and identify what is clutter. Now, this is going to be very eye-opening for you, because some of it may be some people that are friends or something that you're going to have to let go of. But I don't want you to do anything else today but just identify the clutter and write it down. Write it down in your journals. If you don't have the journal yet, write it on the sheet of paper so you'll have it to fill in your journal once you order it and get your journal, right? Now, remember, I'm about to give you our song for today, because each day we end with a song of the day. And our song of the day is Trust in You by Anthony Brown. This is a new song. You're going to love it. Remember to go to feelthefire.com to order your journal, get all the other information I told you, and share this broadcast with at least 3 people today. So have your accountability partners, your friends, your girls, your guys, your church group, your parents, your siblings, whomever you're going to work this challenge with, send them to feelthefire.com today to order their journals as well, so you guys can get this. And then over the weekend, you'll be able to catch up. All right, I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Trust in you.
You created me to worship.
That's what you made me.
God did not create you to worry. Identify the clutter today. Go to fillthefire.com, and I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. live, or you go to the website after 8 a.m. No more clutter.